This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Right, we're off. Welcome back, everyone. TVI episode 177. Carl Donnelly here.
Julian Dean, hi.
Guest returning?
Yes. Returning.
Jake Lambert. Sorry, I shouldn't have to ask a guest. Have you been on before?
Unreal.
No, but I mean, because you would have come to my house.
Have we met before?
No, it was Zoom.
Zoom, that's it.
When it was Chris Martin Day, is that a separate podcast?
That's a separate podcast.
We don't talk about those times.
Have you not done it since me and Julian were doing it?
Yeah, on Zoom.
So they don't count either.
During the plan.
First time in the studio.
We got like a music thing out of that one. Remember, somebody said something, and then somebody made a song out of
it. The tune you made.
You mixed it up.
The Garage Beats one.
Oh, was that from that?
That was from that.
Gob in my face.
Yeah.
For anyone
gob in
who
my
wants
mouth.
To listen. Gob in my mouth.
Not in my face. Yeah, I'm not an animal.
Not sick.
No.
That was, where is that? That is available, I believe, on our Spotify channel.
Our price.
Just go back. I think it was like last Christmas or whatever. And it's called this little track we made called Gob in My
Yeah, it was
mouth.
2020. It was like probably...
Don't be shy around the batty crease. I remember that.
Yeah.
Made an absolute
banger.
Banger. That's one of the few pieces of music production I've ever done. And it was
hit number one, didn't it, for Christmas?
Yeah. Anyway, we're back. We had a little small hiatus last week.
Yeah.
Scheduling reasons.
Oh, what did you do on your day off?
Well, no, there wasn't a day off. We were busy, loads going on, and we didn't get a chance to get into the studio. So we had a little small gap. People listen to the public episode might even know because we've sort of staggered it slightly.
Yeah, we play.
But patrons did have to wait an extra few days.
We manipulate them.
Yeah, we do.
I love a day off. Even if I've got, like tomorrow, I was supposed to be here recording my own podcast.
Yes.
And we've had to cancel it. And tomorrow I'm like, brilliant, I've got a day off.
Have you got a night off as well?
No, I've not got the night off.
Oh, that doesn't count.
But it's for me, it feels like a day off. I'm like, this is amazing.
What do you do on a typical day off? Is any...
Nothing. I tried to book all week off, but then a nice gig. I'm doing Winchester tomorrow.
Okay.
And that came in, so I was like, it sounds like a nice gig. I'll go and do it.
Is that the nutshell?
No, it's like, what's his name? Paul Baker? Scoundrels.
Oh, yeah.
So they offered it, and I was like, yeah, actually, because I like a week off, but then it's nice to have a job that you sort of actually don't mind doing if it's
a good one. But I also do. I've realised recently I love comedy. And there's no other job I'd rather do than comedy.
Yeah.
But also the thing I love more than doing comedy is doing
not
nothing.
Doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
And it's the only job where you can a lot of the time do nothing and get away with it.
Well, that's it. I was having a conversation with a mate, comedian, who, we were talking about the times when comedy does feel like a grind and sometimes you're on the road a bit and you start thinking this is shit, man. You start like sort of romanticising getting a proper job. And then, I did say to him, but you need to remind yourself that a proper job is way worse and it's way more time consuming.
You might get
your evenings free.
Yeah.
All your days, literally 5 days a week from fucking, you've got to leave your house at 7 a.m., get in at 7 or 8 p.m.
It's that Sunday evening feeling.
Absolutely.
That would instantly come back.
Yeah.
Like that, because normal people with normal jobs have that for life. As soon as you start your first day of school, you have that Sunday feeling for
dread.
The rest of your life.
Watching stuff on telly, but it's the dread of it, isn't it.
Yeah.
So I had to remind him. Just remember, it's always comedy's like goes in waves, and you go through phases where it's the best, and you're
some
like doing lovely.
Some people love their
gigs.
Jobs, though, don't they?
Some people do, but I'd say the majority don't.
No.
Majority of people, even the people that don't hate their jobs, majority of people would love
just
to do
cope
something else.
With it.
Yeah.
Just deal with it.
Well, so obviously you're going to get that with comedy regardless.
Yeah.
I always find it happens with me when I'm busy. Like if I've got like, last week I gigged 5 nights in a row and I was just like, by day four I was like,
you're sick of bombing by then, didn't you?
I was sick of having to repair the roofs. but I, But yeah, so it's, it just, I found it a bit too draining. And also, I don't like gigging on Sundays, and I had four gigs on a Sunday.
I don't mind.
Four gigs on the same Sunday?
Four gigs on the same Sunday.
Where were you?
In London.
All in London, yeah. I did a
Top
vegan festival.
Twice.
Right.
Then I did two at Top Secret, then I did 99 Club. And that is too many. That's too many gigs on one day, let alone a Sunday.
If you could do them all on Sunday, then just have the Friday and Saturday off.
Yeah, but I was also really busy on Friday and Saturday. Ooh. I had loads of gigs Friday, Saturday.
Where were you then?
I was hosting the store.
Oh, so Saturday, right.
That's a nice. Draining.
That's work.
It's great. It's one of the most fun gigs you could ever do. But by the end of the store weekend, if you're hosting, you're fucking exhausted because like there's a lot of pressure when you're hosting there. Like you've got to keep everything running. You're watching the time.
Yeah.
I kept overrunning and doing a bit long and getting told off. And by the end of the Saturday show, like you're just fucked.
Yeah.
Sunday I had to get up and do four gigs and. Then I was, yeah, then it's basically I just got to Monday. I was like, I just want to give up.
It's still better than an 8-hour shift.
Exactly.
Or that's it.
Nurses do 12 hours.
Do they?
It's nuts.
That can't be safe.
Oh, God.
I know, for the patient.
For anyone.
I don't think I've done anything for 12 hours.
Laid down.
Yeah.
Watch TV.
Yeah, slept for 12 hours.
Yeah. I wish
it was
too long. How's your sleep going, Julia?
About 4 hours averaging at the
fuck,
moment.
Man. What?
Maggie Thatcher.
Enough. Yeah. But without
just
the
a night.
Success. Now she's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the same views, though.
Me and Julia often compare our Fitbit app.
Sleep. Oh.
What's your, because yeah, I've
mine's
been.
4 hours today, 4 hours. Well, last night.
See,
four
I've
hours
been sleeping badly the last couple of weeks because I've just had loads on and I've just been a bit.
I had such a busy day yesterday. I went to the gym yesterday. Then I did boxing. I was fucked. Yeah. And I still couldn't sleep.
See, I got 7 hours, 17 minutes last night. And that,
how long?
And 7 hours, 17.
Oh, and just that, cardio. Look at my physique. It's in long distance running. training for the marathon. You've been fasting.
So, but yeah, my sleep, I've not been sleeping well, but I've been getting at least 7 hours. Like, how you're surviving
good.
On 4 hours, I would kill myself.
I'm just a hunter, mate.
Huh?
I'm just a hunter.
You're hunting depression.
Hunting for a noose in the shopping centre.
What hours are they that you're sleeping? Is it the same?
You go to sleep late.
No, my alarm goes off at 7:30 because I have to do...
Well, don't set the alarm. That's the problem.
I have to do the school run.
Oh, that is a problem.
So of course.
yeah, fair.
He's not setting it for nothing.
I'm not setting it because I'm disciplined.
This is Julian. Yeah, he could have been. So you go to bed at 3:30.
I'm not setting it to get out into the sunlight quickly. Do my push-up. But
what's your sleeping hours?
At the minute, I'm awake for an hour in the night.
Did we say Jay?
Doing
we
what?
Did. We did welcome you. I just realised we did do an introduction.
Oh, we said returning.
Returning.
But I guess
Jay
the name
Lambert.
Would be on the app.
Might,
on the
yeah,
well, on the app.
Jay Lambert.
We don't.
Jay Lambert,
we don't
everyone.
Do names.
I also got. Sorry, quickly. We've got a new person in the hot desk over there.
Francisco.
All the way from Ecuador. How
just,
long have you
just
been
to do
in the
pod?
UK, Francisco? How many years have you been here? You don't have a mic.
No,
we don't.
That sounds dodgy.
We don't allow non-Brits to have a microphone
yeah,
in this
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah.
Is that because of immigration and stuff?
They don't know he's here. He's off the grid.
Sorry, man.
He said 2 days. 2 days.
2 days straight off the boat, man. And he's straight here. That's what we do. Get him in. We just shipped him over.
They don't have any mic shops on Calais Beach.
Sorry. So sleeping pattern. What's your? Are you a good sleeper?
Yeah, I can sleep quickly. I go to get into bed and I count down from 100 and I never reach zero.
Really?
Yeah, but every time you get distracted, you forget, you stopped counting or something, go back to 100 and I never reach zero, so I'm asleep.
Obviously, because so you're obviously going to get distracted. You'll never get to zero.
You get distracted because you just start thinking about stuff. But then you realise,
that's like the sort of modern equivalent of counting sheep, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when I'm in bed, though, there's always something important to think about.
Like what?
Go on.
It's not important, is it?
Like someone said like 7 years ago, I ain't got closure on.
Somebody looked at you funny on a bus when you were 14.
We'll find out where that cunt lives.
So yeah, okay. So you count. That's an interesting one. I've not heard of.
Yeah, go down from that, and then. But I'll be awake for an hour in the night. I'll get up for a wee, and I'll just there'll be an hour. I'm just awake
every
night.
Eat in the night? Do you eat?
No, I don't do anything. I just lay there.
Does that happen regardless of the time you wake up? Because I find if I wake up after 4 a.m., I'm up for an hour or two.
Right.
But if I don't wake up at 4 a.m., I'm straight through.
I've never thought about
that.
If I wake up at
1 a.m., if I've been to bed at 10, I'm straight back to sleep.
I've never thought of that. You're right. I think it is. It's after 4.
I think it's after you've banked enough sleep that technically your body could be all right to get up.
Yeah.
That then your body goes, we don't need to go back to sleep. But actually, if it's only 2.5-3 hours into your sleep, your body just goes, come on now.
I'm now going to think about you every night. You realise that? I'll wake up, depending on the time, and I'll think about Carl.
Thanks.
Every night for the rest of my life now. That's
a wank will help you get back to sleep as well if you think about Carl. But what was I going to say? I go to sleep at about 1 a.m, but then it's like a power nap. And then I wake up.
40 minutes in. Yeah.
A power nap.
Mad.
And I just eat like cereal or something.
I don't think you should eat. I think that's keeping you awake.
I feel like carbs help me sleep though.
But surely if you're eating at 2 a.m., then your body's suddenly using loads of energy. So you're starting up the engine.
I feel like I've got no willpower at that time. I just eat anything that's there. That's why I don't have like chocolate in my house.
That's mad.
Because I'll eat it all.
Mm. Well, carbs can't be helping you sleep if you're not sleeping.
Yeah, I think you've proved yourself wrong.
When I do the carbs, though, I do sleep better.
Why don't you... Because obviously the science is you should stop eating 3 hours before sleep.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't then eat until...
But I don't do that. I'm sleeping. I get hungriest in the night.
Right. Like an owl.
Yeah. like a fox. ravage some bins.
So how old are your children? So as soon as you have to stop doing a school run, you'll be fine.
They don't live with me, so I drive to... Not that that was the question. Just letting the ladies know. But so she's... Ren's 9, I take her over. I quite like doing it.
Yeah, of course.
I forget that I don't have children, so I forget that it's also...
They're not just a burden.
Yeah.
Like I get up and let my cat in if he meows at the balcony door, and I let him in.
It's a pain in the arse, is it?
No, well... I don't mind it. It sort of gives me routine.
Last time, I remember now, we spoke to you on Zoom and you'd moved into a place on your own.
Yeah.
So you're still living solo.
Yeah, now I'm in Battersea. I was in Balham.
Right, yes.
Now I'm in Battersea.
That's a nice area, isn't it?
I've got the park. I just live by the park. I should tell you where it was. Last time I was on this, I think I gave my street address away.
Fine, so you've moved, mate.
What is your new street?
After all the stalkers showed up.
Someone posted a question on the TVI WhatsApp group. Asking you about your family ghost. Did you speak about that before?
Oh, yeah, we talked about the ghost. I remember the ghost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think Rom. Didn't Rom come on here and he was talking about it?
Maybe.
Ramesh in 2020, he came on and talked about... Because when we were on tour, I used to tell him about stuff at my parents' house.
Because we talked about ghosts when you were on the...
Oh, did we? They mentioned it.
Yeah, because we kept talking about if we saw a ghost in the background of your video, how scary it
was. Oh, right. Well, that person just needs to go back and listen to the old episode. If they want to hear the ghost again.
Well, maybe we'll discuss ghosts.
Do they ask anything specific?
So there wasn't... That was it, really.
Mm. This house I'm in now is not haunted.
Oh, that's a shame.
100% guaranteed of that? Have you checked? Have you had it exercised?
Why do ghosts only choose certain houses, then?
I don't know. Well, they must have died in it. No one's died in mine.
Yeah, I saw somebody do a tweet about this, about how, like, new builds. You want a new build if you're scared of ghosts. It's like, no one's died in it. It's a new house.
They might have died on the land.
Making
that's
it.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody fell off the side.
Like slave labor, like Qatar.
Just a builder ghost.
There's going to be so many.
Oh, God, I said that at a bad timing.
There's going to be so many ghosts at the World Cup. Every match, is half the audience is going to be ghosts.
I believe there's some stuff in other realms and that, but I don't believe in, like, the conventional ghosts, like, haunted.
Like a spooky Victorian.
Because it don't make sense. Like, they've come from, like, the underworld, and they're just going to move someone's curtain. Like, they could do more than that, couldn't they?
Just
going to do a door handle a little bit every other day.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Move stuff or they can't.
Yeah.
And if they can, won't they really go at it?
Yeah, drive a car off or something.
Yeah, like, it's like they don't want to...
knock a cup over.
Drive
me to work.
Yeah.
But wang me off.
Well, no, I mean, there is that. Yeah, why is no ghost ever wanked someone off?
I mean, either they can move a cup or they...
Have they?
I think there's women that have claimed they've had sex with ghosts.
Okay.
Yeah, me.
No, but then... all right. Oh, so there's been women who've said they've had sex with ghosts, but no, I've never heard a man say they got wanked off by a ghost.
No.
But maybe we just keep it to ourselves,
yeah. Imagine if you had that on the go, you don't want anyone else getting involved.
Certainly.
That's my fucking ghost.
It's like, I love living on my own, I'm fine, actually.
But either they can move a cup or they can't. Why do they just move it a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lift
Why
it up,
not
mate.
Just lift it up, bring it to my mouth? You know, and just do it every day. Mm. Like, they could do more.
Well, that's that's my issue with
that's
ghosts.
That's why it's bullshit.
It's because it always falls within very narrow parameters and they're always the same type of ghost. It's never a caveman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's never,
never
someone.
A Britpop.
Yeah, maybe they've got a certain time. Maybe there's something they have to complete, something they have to see. They have to visit everybody.
Maybe they're stuck in the realm and they're not. They're in like purge. Is it purgatory?
Purgatory.
Purgatory. It's purgatory when you lie in court.
Maybe that's why.
Purgatory. Yeah. Maybe they've done some. I don't know. Maybe there's some rule that why they're stuck in this.
So what?
Halfway
it's only
realm.
People from like the years of 1500 to 1900.
Yeah, yeah.
Were
maybe
the people
they do
that
have
got
to go through
purgatory.
100 years.
Just the idea of somebody doing one of those Ouija boards. They get Julian. And he just went out perjury.
I'm stuck in perjury. I can't stop lying.
That's the thing, again, as much as I'm cynical and I don't really believe in ghosts, I do believe there is weird shit.
There's definitely other realms.
Energies, whatever. But I've had experience, quite a scary experience on a Ouija board.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Publicly. It was when I did that show in Edinburgh, that mad late night
drunken. I went to one of them, yeah.
So we did a midnight.
Math Brown got so scared he bailed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we did a midnight seance with a Ouija board on the Bobslayer's Blunderbuss in Edinburgh 2018.
I've heard that's
what it was.
Yeah.
And it was two nights at midnight. Both nights, weird shit happened. There was one night where
Bob
and Lou Conran was our sort of medium.
Her
mum's a medium and she's
and her dad's a large,
she says she's also had where she's got that. Whatever it is,
drink
skill.
Problem. Yeah.
That mental health problem.
And, it's called borderline, I think. Yeah.
But so we did it, and I think it was the first night. I was facilitating. I wasn't even on the Ouija board. We got audience members to do the Ouija board with Lou.
Yeah,
and it kept going to the letters M and then D, and then it would point at me standing next to the board.
Yeah,
whoa.
And they tried it again.
Massive
M and D
dickhead.
Pointing at me. And then Lou was like, "Do you know anyone with the names MD?" And I was like, "Not that I can think of." And I couldn't. Because in the moment, I'm on stage and doing stuff.
Yeah.
After the show, absolutely with no context whatsoever, everyone had left. Lou said to me, she goes, "That MD thing was a bit weird." She said, and she just went, "Look, this is going to be a weird question. Do you know anyone who was an amputee?" And my uncle, Michael Dunn, was a double amputee.
Fucking.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what are the chances of that?
Wow, and he could still move the glass.
Yeah, with his one arm.
Did it with his nose.
But yeah, so that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird how she would find that out and then lie.
Like, and he's been dead like 30 years, whatever. So like, there's no way.
That is weird.
I've never told anyone that. I hadn't even told any mates of mine that. Like, no one knew I had a double amputee dead uncle.
That's mad.
Because I keep that shit quiet.
Because you're the murderer.
No people know, and I had one of them in the family. So yeah, like, it's...
You're ashamed of him. Don't pick me up from school. Uncle ain't coming to pick me up again, is he?
In his weird car.
With Jeremy Beadle arms. His weird one-seater car.
What limbs were missing? What did he have?
He had a... it was one
Penis.
Arm, one leg.
No.
Genuinely lost an arm and a leg.
Isn't that,
he got hit by a... He
must have bought something really expensive.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh. He got hit by a truck when he...
Oh,
when
don't tell me that I'm still laughing.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. He's long gone. But
you'll stifle your laughter.
Maybe when he was young, he got hit by a truck. Yeah, and he lost one. I think it was actually on the same side, which... made it even worse. No,
off
was
the
it?
Road.
I can't remember. It might have been alternate sides, but one arm, one leg gone. And he was so young. He just got used to it and then grew up. And he did kill himself from depression, but that's a different story altogether. But but that is a weird story,
well,
isn't it?
I had a cousin
who
was disabled who killed herself.
Right.
Well, yeah, she pushed herself. This is no joke. Off a cliff.
No,
in a wheelchair.
Though, so. Off a cliff.
Yeah, yeah. Don't laugh.
I won't laugh. I'm trying. I'm definitely not going to laugh.
Why is everyone looking the other way?
What? So what cliff was it? Sorry. I tried to. I was genuinely interested to know that. Because really, what's the famous one? Really is it Beachy Head is the one that people is often that do?
So when I direct people, I direct on my exes there.
I'm sure Beachy. Just get Google Map dropped in when you break up with them. What I think no,
because life's become better.
A Beachy Head, I think, is the most.
Yeah, that's
famous
down
suicide.
Near like Eastbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the most famous suicide point. Yeah.
I'm good there. That makes sense.
You moved there for a few years.
But yeah, there's.
What do why Beachy Head?
I think it must.
There's
be.
Still a lot of suicides.
That's what happens when they land in the sand.
Exactly. I get a very beachy head. Just like ostriches. Just rows of people.
Oh, God.
But there is a cafe there. Oh, no, that, what's the... it's that bridge in... is it the San Fran Bridge?
So, yeah, well, the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah. There's a documentary about that. It's really good.
Yeah, people go
sad,
there and just
but good.
Throw themselves off, yeah.
Yeah, but I think there's people that now sort of patrol it. Like,
yeah,
right.
So bad. Official,
not officially, but, you know, volunteers who wear bloody... You know, high vis things, and they go along.
Don't
and if they
it.
See anyone looking like they might, they go up
and try and get
chat.
In their
so
wheel.
If you want to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, wear a high vis.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or just don't look suspicious. Don't look like you're going to do it. Just go for it, mate.
But yeah, but they've not made a documentary at Beachy Head.
No, not yet.
Maybe we should make
Joe
a documentary.
Joe Ball should do that.
Should we do a Patreon special? Yeah, where we both jump off.
Just kill ourselves.
But it's... Anyway, how did we get on? Oh, we were talking about ghosts.
Ghosts,
that's why.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyway, but yeah.
Your so weird what, relatives.
Yeah, I know. What was your... So you had a haunted... What,
my
I'm just
parents...
Just giving a quick abridged version just to remind us.
Okay, so my... parents' house, they moved in 2009.
Yes.
And instantly that night I woke up, had a weird dream, woke up
soaking
3-4 a.m. somebody at the end of my bed, I could see a figure. That happened over the couple of months, that kept happening. I kept seeing this figure.
Yeah.
And then one time my mum texted me, and my dad was away, my mum texted me and
such
said
uncle's a paedophile.
sorry. And she said, were you in my room last night?
And she said that to you?
Yeah, she texted me and I said, no. Jesus
Christ. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I know this sounds weird and I'm just going to throw this out there.
If not, why not?
Are you up? What did she say? Sorry.
She asked, I can't do this now. She asked if I was, I'm going to do this quickly. She asked if I was in her room.
Yeah.
I said, no, and she got up. They had like an ensuite. She went into the bathroom. When she came out, all her curtains were open.
Ooh.
Like that Sixth Sense scene, I guess.
Yeah,
the drawers
yeah.
So was your dad there at the time?
He was away.
Oh.
So.
Well, there were cats away. Sorry.
So then I said, next day, I said to her, oh, when she got in from work, I was like, oh, just so you know, I said, I keep having, like, stuff. I've woken up this figure, this man, and you text me that. She said, oh, don't be silly, it was fine. She goes, I must have just forgot to do it whenever.
Forgot to let the stepdad out of the back door. Did you been to the put that now?
Actually, yeah, my mum once did. I picked her up from a pub on Christmas Eve where she'd been drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were driving home, and she... text me to ask where I was.
No.
And I was driving her home. So she's got previous.
Yeah. I think we're seeing where the issue is. But so what, and what, after that, she said, you cleared up. You'd had the dodgy dreams.
I meant that story as an example of that she likes a drink, not that was a booty
call. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
And what was it?
Then she said, oh, don't be silly, it's fine. And then we went over to my sister's because it was my niece's birthday.
Yeah.
And I told my sister that I kept seeing this figure. And then she looked at my mum and said, oh, do you think it's the same thing you've been seeing?
Oh.
And I went, what? And then my mum, she kept waking up in the night and her shower was on. She kept hearing knocks on the door. And we both had, I had someone going at some of us.
Nothing.
Sorry. I had someone whispering my name in my ear and she had someone whispering her name in her ear.
Ugh, yuck.
And it wasn't each other.
Oh, I can't get it out of my head now.
Imagine you woke up and you're like, Jack. That'd be scarier than seeing a ghost, wouldn't it? Your own mum.
But it was just weird. All this weird stuff kept happening. Then
was it an old house?
Yeah, it was an old. It's a cottage where the farmhands used to live. So it looks on. It backs onto a farm.
Like that.
But then that's how I know my place isn't now, because I used to go up. In fact, once I remember my parents were away, and both of them. And my friend texts me. I just moved out to live near him. He texts me saying, do you want to go and see this film, Insidious, tonight?
Oh, yeah, I've seen Insidious.
So I say, no, I'm heterosexual, thanks.
Yeah, so I Google the film, and the line was, the Lambert family had just moved into their new house. And then I watched the trailer, and one of the lines in the trailer is genuinely, it's not the house that's haunted, it's your son.
Oh,
and I went, absolutely not.
I went to see Insidious.
I never saw
on
it.
On my own, jumpy, in the cinema. Because I love horror films, but like I was in Birmingham, I just went on my own in the afternoon to see Insidious, and I think it's a pretty bad film. Like, I think the second half is really shit and goes a bit too silly. But there's a couple of bits in the first half that are so scary.
When the thing walks past the window.
The window, that bitch. Mate, I was in the cinema on my own, just like...
Yeah. Well, I had that in real life. Something walking past the window.
Oh, fuck.
In my bedroom. That
kept, for real?
This figure kept being there at night. So that was
for
happening
real,
to me.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
And what, so what was the... Where did, what was the end point? What happened?
So it got
you
like...
fried.
Set fire to the house.
It was so strange. It would be stuff like...
Strange.
I remember...
Terrifying.
Yeah,
man.
You sound really like...
I'm curious what that is.
It's weird, this weird shit's going to happen. Fucking someone walked past my
that
window.
That was unusual, a decapitated man.
That screaming child.
I'll tell you what happened, actually, because I'll show you a picture as well in a second. So what happened was, it got to the point where my friend was over once. I'd not told him about the house being haunted. And I was upstairs getting ready as we were going out. And he called up my friend Ian, and he said, he just shouted at the stairs. He was like, Jake. And I went, what? And he went, oh, nothing. And then later on, we were in Windsor having a few drinks, and he said, the reason I called you earlier, he goes, I thought you were creeping up on me. I thought you were behind the sofa.
Oh, no way.
And I told him everything. So we came and stayed at mine because we were like scared.
Why didn't you go and stay at his?
I don't know why we didn't think of that.
Curious.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe because we were drunk, we're a bit, I don't know. But curious about the ghost or whatever. I don't know.
A bit but, curious.
Yeah, that's what I'm
curious. Curious to what each other's pleasures are.
Needs and wants.
Desires.
Curious Kings. About what his willy look like. Sorry.
What's a willy taste childish. Like?
It's a grow up, man. What's wrong with us?
Willies.
But I had. But then my friends came over once, and we were telling my friend Ed the story, telling the whole story. And then, so what we would do with the fuse box was downstairs. So every time he went upstairs, we were like playing with the lights, mucking around. But what happened was they all then went home, my friends. It was just me there. Obviously, I went upstairs because we were playing with the fuse box. I turned the light on and all the lights went off.
Oh,
so to go and reset the box then, I went back upstairs. There was a loud bang. I was just in the house of mine. Went downstairs. One of the champagne bottles had gone off on its own.
Man.
And I was, so I just had no idea. I assumed it's maybe because we'd all been there, windows shut, hot, maybe the pressure or something. I was like, can that do? I don't know. It's no. You tell yourself mad things at 1 a.m.
It's the demons,
not scare yourself.
I'll tell myself nothing like that. I just run in my pajamas.
So I had to go and pick my friend Ed up because he left his car at mine. So the next day I was saying to him, oh, we were just winding you up, but the stuff about the house is true. So we got back to mine. I said, do you want a cup of tea? We went in, walked into my... So the house you go in, the stairs are here, and you've got the kitchen here to the left. Walked in, the TV was on, the fridge door was open, and all these. And I was like, and he was like, you're winding me up. I was like, now I was like, it's like Boy Who Cried Wolf. I was like, no, seriously, I've got no idea what's going on. I don't know how this has happened.
Fuck.
It's so weird. And then once I was out on a night out, this is fine, this isn't ghost, but what happened was I was out with my friends, everyone was in, and my nephews were staying over. And, I got in at maybe like 2, and at 3 o'clock there was a knock on the door downstairs. My dad woke up.
Pedo hunters.
My dad woke up and said to my mum, oh, Jake must have forgot his key. And she said, Jake got home an hour ago.
Yeah.
So we're all now on the landing, and this knocks at the door. So we go downstairs, and I go into the kitchen again, because to the right of the door, there's just this little boy stood there, just topless. Just this
a
boy.
A little
just
boy?
Stood. Yeah, I've got a picture of it. I'll show you.
Of course you have. That's what you said, Your Honour.
Not that one.
So
not
this
that
is
one.
The context, Your Honour.
Just did a 4-hour story about ghosts. Yeah, that's how that little boy
got
on my phone.
I've got loads of child porn on my phone.
Oh, now I can't find
it. Oh, man.
Oh, no. It's on favourites, probably.
Oh, you got it in that one of them security apps.
Yeah, hidden.
You know, it's the folder that says don't open.
The photo vault.
Oh, I'll try and find it while we... But,
it's got two-factor authentication on that folder.
But it turned out there was just some... Oh, here's the picture.
But there was a boy... I might have missed...
So that was just in our front drive.
Right.
And this is just on the country road they live. There's no, like, street lights.
Scroll in a sec.
Scroll in.
But who is it? Who was it?
So there's this boy. So he's just.
Was he about 17?
Your Honor. No, I don't.
He said he was 16.
So my dad said, like, who are you? Through the door. And he went, oh, I'm lost. So my dad opened the door and he said, my dad said, why have you knocked here? And he said that he was with his friend's older brother who just learned to drive. So they were all driving down the street and it's all just like a country road.
Yeah.
And he got out to have a wee and they just drove off without him.
Oh my God, that ain't funny.
Brutal.
Well, and then my dad said he lived in Maidenhead. So my dad had to go drive him home.
Right.
And my dad dropped him back and the boy didn't really say much at all. And then at the end he said, thanks. He said, you're going to heaven now. And my dad said, hopefully not tonight. Like, yeah. It's not, what do you mean? It's not evident. And then he got back and obviously we were waiting for him to come home. But I still think, because that road and what it's like, usually it's just my mum and dad there.
Ugh.
I still think, because it's dark, you can't see anything. My mum always says in the night, because she works at the airport, she gets up early.
Yeah.
She's always worried she's going to turn the headlights on, there'll be someone there. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And still think people were watching the house. But because it was me there, that's not much. But my nephews at the time, they're like 17, 16, 17. So they're like, there's more people in than they were probably expecting.
Yes.
But obviously the plan could be...
Is it like a detached house with a garden around it?
It's a terrace, but is terrace the right word? There's a few of them in a row. Cottages.
Are they attached to other houses?
Yeah,
okay.
There's one either side. But you can just, but it's like, because the back is just a field, just nothing. And you can see right through the house, really.
Right.
So he might have been like a peeping Tom or something.
Well, I think his friends were waiting. And if he gets taken away, imagine if it's like you're burgling a house. If we send an innocent boy there.
He doesn't look like a burglar, though.
No, but he's the decoy.
Right.
So my dad has to take him home. And they know then usually it's just the mum on their own or the woman on their own or nobody there.
Right.
And then the house is empty. Or it's just, and so my dad's away for half an hour. They've got half an hour
That's
to go
That's a very
in.
Elaborate way of burgling. I mean,
but if anyone's out there, that's a good plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
It would work.
I don't think he's I think he's a ghost child.
Oh yeah, maybe he's just not real.
I mean, he
yeah.
might be have some like issue or like a bit mental.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
And they're bullying him, you know what I mean?
He might be listening. You never know what he's gone on to do.
This show yourself,
get
man.
In touch. 8 years ago.
At CBI. and it was, yeah, spooky, isn't it? It's spooky. Yeah.
It is, man. It's eerie as fuck. What are you having a boxing fight? Put a gum shield in.
I was thinking.
Oh, you've got, is this Invisalign?
Invisalign, yeah.
Right, how long have you been doing that?
Too long. Since January?
Too long is in a wonkier tooth.
Your teeth are pretty straight.
Yeah, good,
I mean,
man.
I say pretty.
It was only that one, slightly ahead of that one.
And
when so
I say straight,
I'm gonna...
I mean wonky. No, they're straight teeth. Why
I wanted to get these two aligned, but then they said, if we move that, the whole bite changes.
Yeah,
Everything changes.
Yeah.
So now this is set 8 of 27.
Oh my God.
And I've already been doing it since January. So 22 hours a day they've got to be in.
How many years is that going to take?
I don't know. I guess it would have taken... So what's 27 weeks from... Oh, no, maybe
half
I've got 19 weeks from now. So no, it's been since January, so it'll be over a year and a bit, a year and a couple of months. I thought it'd be done in about 3 months.
Yeah.
So...
Is it uncomfortable?
Your teeth look all right.
I like having them in now. I feel... My teeth feel...
And you eat with them in?
No. You have to take them out to eat and drink.
Okay, right.
But... So 22 hours, you have to have them in. But I now feel... If I ever go out and take them out, I feel... Well, my teeth feel very vulnerable now.
Right.
Yeah. Having the gum shield. I'm like, because I play football, the comedian's football on Tuesday, and I put them in, and I'm like, I would never want to play football without these now. I feel like if I've got the ball in the face, it's extra protection.
Are they protection or is it psychological?
Should we try it?
Yeah.
Put a right cross across it.
I don't know if they are. Probably not.
Can you sleep in them as well?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 22 hours. I'll take them out, eat something, straight back in again.
Yeah.
But actually, you get used to it. I quite like it.
It's expensive. What is it? What's the cost?
3,000
for the full course.
Yeah, for everything.
Okay,
yeah. And I put a new one in every Thursday.
The pressure slightly moves them over time.
They've got these. I'll show you. Can you see?
Sounds gross.
Might be gross.
Sorry.
ASMR, whatever it's called.
Disgusting.
And do they
can you see the little lumps on it?
Will they eventually deal?
So they're on my teeth as well. See those?
There's
attachments. So they connect to that. But I don't know how that works. But they move it all.
Will they eventually help with the yellowness as well?
And all the holes.
When does that begin? They look like cheese teeth. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So help with your breath. They look
like... actually, no, because you have to get a bit of trouble.
Oh, do you have to clean them a lot?
Brush them a lot. Yeah. But they only last a week.
You've got good teeth, though. I don't know why.
It's a lot of effort, isn't it?
If I would see a photo of myself, all I would see is this front tooth was slightly ahead of that one, but that is all I would see.
Yeah,
and then I watched myself. I did some TB in January. I watched back and I was like, that needs doing. It's all I can see.
It's funny how, because no one else would notice it.
That's it.
Purely your own insecurity.
Yeah.
My teeth are all right. I just got a gap in the middle.
I know,
Yeah. That's why I hold my roll up.
A few other bits going down.
That's the only issue, is it?
Okay, now that's as long as you're comfortable with them, that's the main thing.
You don't smile much anyway, do you? So you're fine.
You don't see them when I'm crying. My mouth's closed.
Should we check the group for some questions? We did actually get a
message.
That's
good you do this. Is this part of the Patreon?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also we got a message the other day that I haven't actually... where was it?
Please stop.
It was from somebody.
That's a long message.
This was a long message. It was somebody... Let me see what was her name. We won't take the picture.
Oh, my God, it keeps going.
Francis. It was actually sort of not a complaint as such. It was all very measured.
Let's read it out and analyse.
It's too long. But basically...
He's had to do like... He read down to the bottom, it looked long, then he pressed the see more thing and then it carried on.
It was about somebody who's got ADHD.
Okay. Right. I'm currently being diagnosed with it, actually.
You are?
Ironically, they've sent me the forms and I've not filled them out.
Yeah.
Can I say, actually, for someone with ADHD, this is a very... She's written a long message, so that's quite impressive,
types,
isn't it?
Though, aren't there? There are hyper-focused.
Well, there's different types.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's really impressive, then.
Yeah.
That is long.
Well, the fact they've written this message, I think they might have the type that means you can actually do stuff. I'm not going to read it, but it was about the fact that when we talk about ADHD, we are quite dismissive.
Oh, no!
Okay.
I was trying to compliment her as well, and then we ended up going,
it was that point of saying that, like, when we talk about it, we don't know anything about it. We are joking about it.
My son's been diagnosed.
But I do think I would, in our defense, I would say, I hope that doesn't come across like that.
We also didn't say we're doctors, which is
I would hope that we sound equally stupid and dismissive every single topic talk about.
I did my Edinburgh show was about my epilepsy, because so many people just think that's flashing lights and falling to the floor and biting your tongue, and it's so much more. So I get it.
What is it mainly? Just the halitosis and that. So is it? Because I've known people with epilepsy that have had the fits and stuff.
As
a strobes or staring at a computer too long.
Yeah, yeah, but I think that's like 2% or something. It's really small.
Oh, really?
So mine tiredness. Tiredness.
Yeah, it was when I was at university. Mine was tired. They said tiredness, stress, and alcohol
causes it.
It helps it.
Sorry,
stay awake and get smashed.
No, but I didn't mean. Or are they?
Julian's fine.
So what are the? But do you actually fit? Have you? Is it a spectrum fits of like?
I'd have absent seizures.
So what's
where just sort of zone out for like 5 to 15 seconds, just not there, and then people are talking. They're like, "You okay?" And I'm like,
but
"And I'm just not registered."
Driving, is it dangerous? Yeah.
Well, I'm medicated, so I can drive and stuff.
Do you get? Is it a medication you're on for life?
No, you can wean off it.
Right, okay.
You can wean yourself off it.
So what is epilepsy? Is it in the mind? Is it like in the brain?
It doesn't exist.
No, I don't mean... is it just bullshit? Is it like all other mental illnesses? Just bullshit? But is it... It's not physical, it's neurological, like cerebral palsy.
Is it a brain... issue.
I mean a physical brain issue, not like you're in your thoughts.
It's a physical brain.
They are ultimately
because some people can
of your brain
because some people can just fit from stress, just from like working too hard. They'll just have a one-off one, and
but stress has a physical impact on you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, your brain, ultimately, all your thought, everything is part of the brain.
Yeah.
And then they might not have epilepsy; they might just have had a one-off.
Yeah.
But mine was diagnosed with epilepsy. But I did, when I was doing a preview of this show, I did it at Tring, you know, the Tring Festival thing, the Tringe, whatever they do. And it was supposed to be, what's his name? Simon Brodkin.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be doing a show and he had to pull out. So I did mine. And this guy on the front row just stared at me. He must have been sort of early 40s. He just stared up at me, like confused, the whole for the hour.
Yeah.
And afterwards, him and his wife come up to me in the car park, and they said he had had his first seizure 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right.
This was his first night out since. They thought they were seeing Simon Brodkin. Instead, I walk out. They go, he couldn't believe it. He goes, he taught us so much. They couldn't believe it. He thought she had set him up.
Oh, right.
To be like, oh, come and see this guy. He'll teach you everything you need to know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's mental. But people just don't know stuff about it.
What is the biggest thing they don't know?
I used to work with somebody who we were good mates, and she had it. She had quite bad...
Right.
It's like, when she had a seizure, it was really extreme.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone in the office sort of knew. And there was that thing of, right, if this happens, this is what's going down. Everyone just do this. And like, so it was it. We all were made aware of it. But that's the only person I've ever known.
Oh, really?
Genuinely, who sort of had it to, and so.
The kid I was in science lab when I was 11. I pulled his chair away because we used to do that. I weren't like a bully. We all used to pull each other's chairs away. And he hit the floor and had a fit.
Oh, man. You must have felt so
It was crazy. And they had to go and get the head of science because she knew what to do.
Fuck.
Like, but he was like snorting on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck's he doing?
Oh, God.
And but then it would become apparent that something was wrong, man.
Yeah. How long did that take to become apparent?
About 4 days. It was only a few minutes, but he properly had an epileptic. I didn't know he was epileptic.
Oh, man. Right. That's a shock.
But he would pull my chair away the day before. Do you know?
That's fine. Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
So you're going to you're doing your ADHD.
Yeah, the thing is, they've texted me the form to fill out because I did a form online.
Yeah.
And it was like 7 out of 10, and anything above 4, you see the GP.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I definitely got it.
I mean, I would say, going back to Francis's message, we don't know. I don't know much about ADHD. Other than I've got a couple of mates who have it. Mm. Quite extreme.
My
cases.
Son, who's 17, has been diagnosed with it, but
yeah. But I would say
tablets. But
I'm never one for diagnosing people. You know, I'm not a doctor. But if I would say, for out of mates I know that don't have it, but might have it. Julian's in the top 1%. I mean that as sensitively as possible.
I feel like I have it, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you have it. It feels like something that would make sense for you, like I know of it.
My son, Bo, feels like we've got the same thing. He's been diagnosed with it.
And you've got it worse.
I think I might have.
Yes. So hopefully don't. Well, Francis, soon, keep your ears peeled. Soon enough, we might find out that Julian is... on your team.
Yeah.
And I promise, I was just trying to do a compliment about the fact that it was a long message.
I know.
And now I feel terrible.
Well, I mean, ADHD is a spectrum, and I don't mean that in the sort of autism sense. I mean, like, it is like there is different types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Levels of different people suffering.
There's different types of ADHD.
Some
you can get tired as well with, like sometimes it makes you tired.
But I would hope that we are equal opportunities piss takers out of every condition, as long as we don't.
We
have
hate
it.
All disabilities.
Yeah. Whoa! I've just seen that message there.
What's this?
Oh no! Julie's written that.
Oh yeah, sorry, you're not allowed to look at the actual chat.
What did I write?
I don't. Something about Nazis.
We have Jake Lambert on the pod today talking of Nazis.
Oh yeah, no, because we were talking about. I pretend. Yeah. Can we just put that in context quickly?
No, it's funny. I just thought I didn't know it was from you. I thought maybe
I changed
that was
the
from...
subject. We were talking about Nazis. I changed the subject by just saying that, and then I just said talking of Nazis. Jake don't know I'm calling him a Nazi, but now he does.
What's this chat? Somebody said, if you could only take part in one, would you choose Nightmare or Krypton Factor? That is a retro question.
Yeah, I don't know that. Can I Google
that? Do you know Nightmare?
No.
I remember it with the helmet on.
Nightmare was the kids one. Well, yeah, the helmet. And it was like a sort of, you couldn't see anything. Your friends had to guide you. It was quite sort of...
I've seen this in like throwback shows.
Well, they do Nightmare Live at Edinburgh and stuff.
But is the helmet got horns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And Krypton Factor was much more of a sort of physical... Almost like gladiators type
with
the
bald guy who wrote Rocky Horror.
No, that was Crystal Maze.
Oh,
but yeah, they're both old school. I don't know. I'd have done Nightmare's less physical. Krypton Factor was quite physical and hard.
The one where you can see.
Yeah,
Krypton Factor.
An escape room a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
but I was the adult, and there was like loads of 8-year-olds. And how did you
do? Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/weareTVI.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
We're actually changing the podcast.